From D-Day to VE Day. As we commemorate the 80th anniversary of victory in Europe, VE Day, we share the wartime diary of D-Day veteran Peggy, who sadly passed away earlier this year. Peggy's story. Navy veteran Peggy worked as a linguist during the war, kept a diary throughout that time. On the night before D-Day, Peggy was on duty alone in the direction-finding tower near Dover. Then, just 22, her job was to record intercepted radio messages and take down pages of four-figure code that were sent on to be translated. She was never told where. Her work was so secret that her parents died without knowing about it. That night, Peggy wrote about her worries for her future husband, Jeff, who was a prisoner of war. In her entries over VE Day, she described their long-awaited reunion, which we share with kind permission from Peggy's family. Peggy's diary of VE Day. Jeff came up in the morning. We went to get petrol coupons, then looked for coffee, but everything was shut on account of VE Day. Yes, the war is over, but the agony has been so prolonged that it is rather an anticlimax. Had lunch with Jeff. Heard Mr. Churchill announce the end of the war at 3 p.m. Had intended to go to the flicks, but it was pleasanter to just sit and talk. Jeff is so entirely unchanged, it seems impossible he was away for so long. Three of the most eventful years of my life, and it is as though they have never been. After tea, which Jeff produced swiftly while I was studying, we went for a walk. I heard the King speak at 9 o'clock, set off home about 10 o'clock, got home and found a party in progress, bonfire, piano in the road, all very jolly. Stayed until after 12, so much for my good intentions of not keeping Jeff up.